Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 6th of January, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and with me today, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Oh, that's because it's Thursday.
I know.
It's my day.
It keeps happening. I know.
It's my day. I get so excited.
I'm glad to hear it. I just want to let people know today's show is brought to you by ZocDoc, and we will talk more about them later. Right now, Bob, you get mail.
Do I get mail? Yeah.
I do get mail. So now in the back of my head, I'm just hearing that Letterman CBS mailbag theme song that the World's Most Dangerous Band used to play. And I'm amusing myself with that. So go ahead and let us know. Particularly, this week's column had you highlighted a couple of letters that you got. And the one I want to actually spend a little time with is the person who wrote in and basically asked you about restoring backups, because you tell people to back up all the time. It's a good idea. It's a thing you should be doing. You really need to do it. No, seriously, you really need to back up. I don't know if you've heard me tell you this, but you really need to back up. But how do people test those to make sure that they're working?
And that's so important, because a backup that doesn't work isn't a backup.
Is immaterial to the problem that you have right now. Right.
That's correct. So you want to know about that sooner than later. We're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about the first letter. I feel like I could just say, okay, just go read it. Because it was a follow-up to my coverage of Monterey, and I thought I was done with Monterey. I thought we were leaving it in the taillights, in the rearview mirror. No, not happening. Just as soon as I thought I wrote my last column about it, I got an email from a guy who had a terrible time when he installed it. And so, and installing 12.1 didn't, it helped some, but it didn't clear up all of his issues. And like me, he spent a bunch of time chasing down issues. Anyway, my answer, and I had said, I guess it's safe to install Monterey now, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to amend that to, well, it's probably safe for most people most of the time, but I would install it when you have 12 to 36 hours of free time available, just in case. Mm-hmm.
All you're doing is reiterating the same advice. Like, we still sort of said, like, do it on a Friday so you have the weekend, or do it, you know, at a different, when you had some downtime where it wasn't going to be mission critical. But this is again where the backups come in. So,
well, yeah, I said plan for the worst, hope for the best, and mm-hmm. make two backups and then test their integrity before you begin. So, yeah, the second letter came from somebody talking about that, testing the integrity. And he said, I'm just going to read it. It's real short. How do you suggest we test our backups? Many of us do not have the luxury of a second Mac as a guinea pig. Mm-hmm. If the restores fail, we're up a creek, except for the laborious fresh install and data recovery from what survives and app reinstallation. Mm-hmm. He asks, use an adequate capacity external drive as the boot volume and test the restore to that? To which I say, well, yeah, if you have a disk around that you can use for such purposes, mm-hmm. that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I think that might be overkill. I think the objective here, I mean, unless you've got plenty of time, if you've got lots of time, you might as well do it. But for me, I find it probably 99% as effective to restore a bunch of files. You know, I'll grab a couple of folders from different directories and restore them and then test them to see that they open. Mm-hmm. Right. And if they open the restored files, I just make the assumption, maybe I'm making a mistake, but I assume the rest of the backup works.
Yeah. And this is a thing, especially with Time Machine, this is a thing that you can do regularly, where you can pick a file, particularly if it's an important file, test that file, go enter Time Machine, look through the versions of it, fine. You know, a previous one, see if it restores from like a week ago or whatever, and then try it with a few different, also different types of files. Don't just go, I restored three PDFs and all my PDFs are working, so everything's fine, because that may not serve you well, you know, going forward. One thing I would point out with backups as well, because this is the thing that I do, is I do have Time Machine backups, but the backup that I actually do, like I have a calendar reminder set up to do it and everything, is I use Carbon Copy Cloner and make a duplicate of my hard drive. And that's one of my backups. And I do that so that I can do exactly what your reader is talking about. And that is one of my backups. So I can test both like the integrity of my hard drive that I'm using, the external hard drive that I'm using. And also if I, you know, I can boot from that and make sure my boot volume is valid. I can cruise through the files that are on it, make sure they all work and have all of that. I don't do that constantly. I do that once a week, once every 2 weeks. And then
for me, that's
I can make sure that's really the one that works.
Yeah, for me, that not only do I do the same thing, I do it with two different disks round robin, so that there are two versions of it that I can grab and go in case something happens to one of them on the way. So, you know, every hour it switches off, which is good for me. I've got extra disks. That's the thing.
Right.
The other thing is,
I've one staked out like this already. And so, like, its job is to be my Carbon Copy Cloner backup. Also, hi, Mike.
And I do my carbon copy cloners every night.
Yeah.
I don't know, out of habit more than anything else.
Yeah. Well, and it's a little easier when you're not quite as mobile, I guess.
That's true. Oh, like, yeah.
When you spend a lot of time at your desk, or if you're an iMac, you know, an iMac or a mini, you know, desktop computer user where it doesn't have the option to go anywhere else very easily, you can also just use those backups and, you know, use this as the backup, because it's not a big deal to have something plugged into your computer all the time, because where's it going to go? So like if you can, you know, you can also like plug an external hard drive into the dock, and then, you know, you're still just at your one cable solution to like plug in and, you know, get everything working. That's how mine works. Is I
actually consider my MacBook Air a desktop computer.
Some people do.
I rarely take it out of the stand it's in.
Yeah.
The Roost stand that I love, that brings it up to eye level for me.
I rarely take that Roost stand. Yeah, it's so good.
Well, and the truth is, I have a nice keyboard on my iPad. And for most of the things I would have grabbed it and taken it with me to do, I can do on the iPad almost as easily. And, you know, without ejecting a disk or anything. I mean, I have a lot of disks. So even though I'm down to literally one cable, it's still, I have to remember there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 9 volumes that need to be dismounted before I can take the computer and leave and not get yelled at.
Yeah. Because it's a lot of yelling in the notification center.
Yeah. I hate that.
Well, we have some other things to talk about, the sorts of things that maybe you should do in the new year. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Like I said, it is ZocDoc. And ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating, and you can read reviews from actual patients. All you have to do is download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. So with ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance, and you can book an in-person or a video appointment. And it's not just for primary care. You can look for a psychiatrist or a dentist or an eye doctor. They have lots and lots of specialists available. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO. ZocDoc.com/TDO. I'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. So the other thing we wanted to talk about today was having some resolutions for your technology, I guess, for lack of a better term. One of the ones that I like to do, so I'm going to suggest this one, is go through your contacts and do a little maintenance. And here's the best part about that. I don't have to specify where you do this. If you are primarily a person who does everything on your phone, you can do it on your phone. You can open a web browser and go to iCloud.com and log in with your Apple ID, and you can view your contacts that way. You can use the Contacts app on your Mac. And if you have everything set up under your Apple ID, so all those things are syncing, then all you have to do is open the one where you're the most comfortable looking at everything and making a bunch of edits. For me, it's my Mac, and open the Contacts app and take a look and start taking, like, if you're somebody that still has some of that stuff, you know, where it has somebody's home number and somebody's cell number as different contacts, or you have two different contacts for somebody because you didn't ever get all the information in one place, or some things like that.
Or four or five.
I mean, yeah. I'm trying to be nice here. I'm not trying to attack anybody. As I look at my own contacts right here,
stuff happens.
But going through, and here's the great thing about it is that you don't have to do all of them at once, but you can sit down and, you know, maybe it's happy hour and you get a glass of wine or something, sit down and just go through A and make sure A is cleaned up, and then go through B, and that, you know, like, you can do a letter or two, or if there's only a few things under C, you know, add that one. And, you know, if you get on a streak, you can just keep going. But that's one that will just generally help make it will raise your quality of life on all of the devices that you use, because email will be easier to address and people will be easier to call. And if you have this updated and it's a thing you use, you can have the S lady call people for you or text people for you. And it's much easier to do this way. And that's one that I recommend. And overall, it won't necessarily take a lot of time. But if you feel sort of intimidated by the number of contacts you have, you can always just go in and do a letter or two at a time. And if you just keep at it, then you'll be up to speed before you know it. And particularly once you sit down and get there, like once you sit down to do it, you know, you've done most of the work already, to be honest. So
I've got two sub tips for you.
Yes.
That go along with this. In the Contacts app, don't forget two really useful commands that you don't use other than when you're doing this.
Uh-huh.
One is look for duplicates, which will find you if you've got the same name person with five different cards for different places they've worked or different phone numbers they've given you at different times. That allows you to find those guys. Then you can select multiple cards and use the merge selected cards command to make them all into one. So you don't have to do any copying and pasting. It's really, when you do this, those two things will make the whole process a lot easier. All right. So first you find the duplicates, then you merge them together with the other ones like them. And once you've done that, you've gotten rid of most of the flabby.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Two more little contact tips. All right. I got one.
Cool. All right.
This year you should vow to, I always say when I talk about backups, that having one backup that lives in the same room as your Mac is essentially, like not having any backups, because if anything happens to that location, all your stuff's gone, both copies. So I always talk about making, not just making another backup. Redundant backup's important because things fail. But more than that, redundant backup with one of the copies living somewhere other than your office where your device is. So if you're not doing that, do that.
Yeah.
I make backups to my, I have a set of disks that live in a safe deposit box. And every month or two, I bring them home and update them and bring them back to the bank.
Yep.
Then I also use Backblaze because it's not really very expensive. It's unlimited storage in the cloud. And I figure for I think it's $7 a month now. For $7 a month, I sleep better knowing that everything is being backed up constantly to the cloud.
Yeah.
And if everything else failed, I'd still have a copy of everything that matters to me.
Yep. That's where the the 3-2-1 backup rule comes from, is there should be three versions of that file in two different backups.
Two different locations.
And one of them should be offsite. That's the 3-2-1. So yeah. There you go. That's always
my two cents.
That's a good rule.
Happy New Year.
The other one, another one I have, we talk about it a lot. We talk about it here. We're going to talk about the same sorts of things tomorrow on Security Friday when we talk about Security Friday. And that is password maintenance. And this can take a lot of different shapes. So if you use a password manager, just look through it. And if you have the feature that shows data breaches and things like that, just make sure you take a look at it and get those things updated. Maybe look at some of your oldest ones. And if they need to be rotated, you know, it's always a good idea to do that, especially if it's not necessarily one you have to remember. Right. So if your password manager is holding onto it for you, it doesn't really matter if you update it to something else, because it's not like you have to type it 100 times a day anyway. So kind of look at those. And also make sure you don't have a lot of duplicates. This is something I'm even guilty of, which is it didn't work the first time, so I saved a new one, whether it was accidentally or on purpose. And so the new one has like new at the end, or the year at the end if it's a really old login. Like I'll have, you know, adobe.com, and then I'll have adobe.com 2021, and then I'll have like adobe.com new because something didn't work like it was supposed to. So just sort of make sure that you get your password stuff set up. Now, if you don't have a password manager, maybe this, your resolution is to start using iCloud Keychain at a minimum. If you are using iCloud Keychain, but you find you're not happy with it because you're bumping up against some sort of limitation, maybe move to a different password manager. Move to LastPass or Dashlane or 1Password or any of those sorts of things, just to have a little bit better front end for managing all that stuff. Make sure that you can track it easily. Those would be definitely some things to consider with that one. So I think that might be a good idea. There you go. That's it. I'm not going to give you a ton of resolutions because you've probably got, everybody's got a bunch of them already, you know.
And it's already the first week of the year. So if you haven't made them already, I don't seems kind of lame to give you suggestions after a week. If you didn't make them already, you're not doing it, right? That's what I figure.
Sure.
I don't know.
But
I'm maybe the glass half empty.
Well, and maybe you've already broken some of them and would like to make more that you think you can maintain through the rest of the year. Who knows?
Yeah, it's time to make some new ones.
Yeah, but I also like the idea of just sort of making small changes so things might be a little bit easier to do, or you know, not feel quite so intimidating, and so you're not setting yourself up to fail. So here are some that could be successful.
Yes.
Try them out. And if you have other ones that we forgot that we can fill people in on next week, you can get a hold of us
year.
At observation. No, I'll say next week. I'm a glass half full person. So if you haven't made them yet, you still have time, I say. So because you also, I mean, New Year is sort of an arbitrary line to draw in the sand. Maybe you've decided the new year for you starts in February and you're going to spend 12 months doing something.
If you submit them by April 15th, they're still good.
Oh, is that what? Okay. See, I never remember the rule on resolutions. You can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Bob, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
My pleasure. Love when you podcast.
And you don't have to do anything but show up and chat.
I don't do any of the work. I love it. You're the best. You are the best.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.